Welcome to Frustration to Freedom. I'm your host, Joshua Bird. Join me on this journey as we move to unlock truths towards freedom, emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually, together.
About 5:30. Yes, 5:32 in the morning right now. I'm just getting back from work, probably like an hour ago. Took a shower. and I just wanted to talk to y'all and say that today is a really good day. It's a really good day because for the last 2 months I've been educating myself on how to trade in the foreign exchange market. Last 2 months, I've used my time to learn how to trade, and I'm not, obviously it's only been 2 months, so I'm not the best trader or anything like that, but I'm in a place where I feel like I can analyze and I can enter the market and do, hold my own. And, you know, today is a really good day, and it's a big day because today is the day I'll be starting my live trading. And today is a really good day, and it's a really big day because it is the day when I start really implementing the things that I've learned, because I'm doing it towards the vision that I have for my life, the vision that I've spoken about on the podcast, and a vision that I've talked to my friends about, talked to my parents about, talked to just different people about. You know, 2020, this year has been one full of disappointments, full of trials, full of death, full of negativity. And right now, we're really seeing, you know, a lot of things come up that's been here for a very long time. It's nothing new. So I'm not surprised with what's going on in this world currently. I'm not surprised with anything like that. I'm pissed off and I'm tired of it. But then I think to myself that I have the ability to do something. And for me, this today is a big day because, yes, I'm funding my own account. But it's not solely just because, okay, I'm going to fund my account, I'm a trade, and I'm a be a profitable trader, and I'm a be able to live a life that I've dreamt of. It's not about that. It's really about implementing the things that I've learned for the last 2 months, and continuing to surround myself with people who are in the same process as me. I think about my bro Kyan, who put me onto this, and seeing how he's now living in a situation where he has more control in his life financially. And you know, when you have control over your finances, that means you have the ability to branch out and to do other things. And so this skill of trading, this skill, my vision for it and Kyan's vision for it and the people that we are connected with who have already made millions of dollars or six figures or thousands of dollars, people who are just learning it. We often have this vision where it's not solely for us. It's something bigger than us. And we have the ability to teach people how to do the same, teach people how to get out of situations where they're not happy in, get out of, you know, for some people, working a 9-to-5 that they aren't content with, that they are so unhappy to have to work. Yes, it puts food on the table, but at the end of the day, you're miserable. And I think to myself that I am nowhere near where I want to be financially. I am nowhere near where I want to be when it comes to having impact in this world. But today, I get to implement things that I believe can have a positive and powerful impact for myself, for my family, for my friends, and those who I come into contact with. And I'm grateful because through all this negativity, through all this destruction, through all this death, through all just all the disappointments that 2020 has brought thus far, one thing that is still alive is the vision. What's still alive is the why. But the fact that I'm in the process, the fact that I'm taking steps, the fact that I'm consistent in pursuing generational wealth. And generational wealth meaning, yes, financially, but it's not just about the finances. It's not just about the material stuff. It's about the mentality up here. Changing generational curses, changing people's lives. And, you know, it's a compound effect. I think about how one person taking a step can inspire another person. And another person being inspired and them taking a step can inspire another person. And I think to myself how, you know, if you woke up today, that means you have life. And if you have life, that means that you have purpose. If you have purpose, that means you have an obligation to go forth and to try to live out the purpose that was given to you, your unique, beautiful purpose, and leaving and going forth and trying to leave this world better than what it is right now. And I'm not content with where we are at right now in this world. I'm not content with the wealth gap in this country. That pisses me off. And I want to be able to do something about it. Today, I'm taking a step to do something about it. And it's not just something that's going to happen overnight. This is a long-term vision that I have. This is a vision I have that can impact my family. It can impact my friends. It can impact a community. It can impact a state. It can impact a country. It can impact the world. It can change the world. And today, that's what we're doing. And I've talked about surrounding yourself with lions. What's beautiful is I'm surrounding myself, and I've been surrounded by some lions, some individuals who are confident in themselves and who are dedicated to pursuing something greater than themselves. So today I'm very encouraged. Today I'm speaking life because, you know what, I honestly believe that there are some people that are not taking a step because they're afraid. And yes, at times I'm afraid to take certain steps, but I don't want to allow fear to hold me back from pursuing what I believe can change things that I'm not satisfied with. And I'm not willing to just stay where I'm at. I'm not willing to settle. Period. And I don't want anyone else to settle. Go forth and live out the life that is within you. If you woke up today, you have purpose, you have life, you have the ability to change the things that you're not satisfied with. It's within you. Just take the step. Take the step and watch what God does. Take the step consistently and watch what comes out of you as an individual, because you have something great within you. Just go forth and take one step, then take another step, then take another step. If you have to crawl, crawl. But then soon you'll be able to walk, and soon you'll be able to run. But it's about getting some momentum. It's about starting to act. You have something great within you. We all have something great within us. And if we are not satisfied with the world that we're living in right now, we have an obligation to at least try to change it. So when it comes to this trading and whatnot, I know I've met a lot of people who have, you know, they don't really believe in it. They have their opinions about it. But I've also met a lot of people who have been very successful in this, who are not only changing their own life, but they're also changing the lives of everyone else that they're coming into contact with who sees the vision. So I'm asking y'all, what's the vision that you have for yourself? What's the vision that you have for this world? If you have a vision, guess what? I truly believe that means you have an obligation. Don't settle. Our purpose is something that we do not solely for ourselves, but for those around us. That's what legacy, and I'm hungry. I don't know if y'all can hear my stomach growling and whatnot, but I'm hungry. And not only am I hungry for some food, but I'm hungry for change. And if someone else is hungry for some change, then let's go out and make change. I think about let me pull it up. There's a quote by President Barack Obama. And he says that, he said that change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. That just right there tells me right now. Right now is the time. I think about, you know, I've thought myself a lot how, you know, I'm young, I have time. Or people have said to me, yeah, you're young, you have time. But then I constantly feel like I can still be doing more. So, yeah, I've gone to college or whatnot. And though I have not obtained my degree just yet, but through my entire process, I've watched myself go from, okay, well, what job can I get to make a whole lot of money for myself to, well, maybe it's not really all about the money. And now I'm at a point where I'm like, you know what? What I truly value for myself, and now everyone's different. You have to figure out your why. But now it's all about, okay, well, it's not really about what job I can obtain to make a lot of money. It's really about what can I learn to impact a generation. And I said it before, how I want to be able to speak life. I want to be able to go into elementary schools, high schools, colleges, boardrooms, and speak on financial literacy, help people to get into a space where they feel that they are financially free. I'm tired of this wealth gap. I'm tired of seeing people struggle. I'm tired of struggling. And today, you know, I'm excited because today it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And you know what? I know for a fact that it's not going to be a smooth ride. But I'm committed. I am committed. I'm committed. I was listening to an interview by Kobe Bryant, and I think I'll end with this. I was listening to an interview by Kobe Bryant, and Kobe said when he was like, I think he said like 10, 11, 12, around there. Let's just say 11. He said that he was, one summer he was playing in the Sunny Hill League, which is a really, it's a pretty popular, well-known league here in Philly. And he was saying how that entire summer, Kobe Bryant said that he scored 0 points against all the other kids his age. He said he scored 0 points. Kobe then said that he wasn't like, you know, I'm going to just give up, chalk this. Like, I'm not doing this no more. Forget all that. He said, you know what? I wasn't going to give up on the game. So he said, well, what can he do? And he said he started to work on the fundamentals. He was consistent every single day working on the fundamentals. Then he said the next summer, he had scored. It wasn't a whole heck of a lot. It wasn't 81 points, but he scored. And then he said by the time he was 14 years old, he said that he was the number one ranked high school basketball prospect. And he said of all of the ages, because he was so dedicated to the process. He was dedicated and he was focused not on the moment, but he was focused on the long-term goal. He knew the results that he wanted for himself. So today, don't allow your current situation to determine the future that you desire. And I'm saying that because if Kobe allowed his current situation of not being able to play basketball at all, then Kobe Bryant would have never had that Mamba mentality. We would not be speaking about the Mamba mentality. Nobody would have been encouraged by his Mamba mentality. Not just about basketball, not just in sports, but in life in general. That intensity, the focus, the drive, the determination that he had. If he didn't have that long-term mindset, then we would not be talking about him. So I encourage y'all, as I encourage myself, think about what you want long-term. Think about the end goal. Think about the end result. Think about the change that you desire to see. And there's things that I want to see, and I'm going to at least try. I'm going to at least try to change the world. And if I fail at A, at least I tried. So let's try. We are world changers. We have the ability to create change. So let's come together and let's create change.
And y'all, I just wanted to add one more thing real quick, that this trading, this is a vehicle that will propel me to the life that I envision, that will put me in positions to have a voice and a reason on why I truly believe I can help people get to financial freedom. This is just one thing that I've learned that I truly feel can do that. There's something else down the line that I just recently found out about that I want to implement, but I want to do this first. I want to put this into play, and I want to utilize this. Then once I'm ready, I'm going to implement the second part to it. So yeah, what I'm saying is, whatever you envision for your life, figure out the vehicle that will take you there. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Frustration to Freedom. I hope you enjoyed it and that you found inspiration and value in it. If you did, I would greatly appreciate it if you would comment, subscribe, and most importantly, share it with someone who you think would benefit from listening themselves. Let's spread this information, this energy, and let's all spread positivity. I appreciate you all, and I will talk with you in the next episode. Peace.